ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపా. ఓ సన్న ప్రిత, దోస్ ఆర్ నాట్ డిల్యూటెడ్ ద గ్రేట్ సోల్స్ ఆర్ అండర్ ది ప్రొటెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద డివైన్ నేచర్. దే ఆర్ ఫుల్లీ ఎంగేజ్డ్ ఇన్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ బికాస్ ద నో మీ యాజ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, ఒరిజినల్ అండ్ ఇన్ఎగ్జాస్టిబుల్. Purport. In this word, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of the material nature. And how is this affected? That is explained in the 7th chapter. One who surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of God at Sri Krishna at once becomes free from control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the preliminary fabula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So when one is promoted in that way, he is, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma or great soul develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the 400 Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So today is the very special occasion of Lakshmi Narayan's festival. And herein Prabhupada talks about divine nature and material nature. Divine nature means Srimati Radharani, and material nature means Durga Devi. So this whole concept of worship of dual Radha Krishna, Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavatam purport, that you see, the Vaishnavas, they worship Radha Krishna, Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan, Rukmini Dwarkadesh. You never see them worshipping one of them. They worship the power or the Shaktiman and Shakti together. So this concept of worship of together, Shakti and Shaktiman, Lakshmi Narayan, Sitaram or Radha Krishna, it signifies a very interesting concept. In our Vedic concept, the concept of God, you see, usually God is portrayed as one who is giving punishment. He is there waiting, watching. If we make mistake, His whip comes upon us. But in the Vedic concept, there is a combination. There is danda and daya. The Lord is there to punish and His consort is there to forgive. So therefore, we worship together. Prabhupada explains, if you worship Durga, the external energy, she is there to harass. She has her trident, Trishul. She is very fierce. The external form of Durga Devi is very fierce one. And the internal form of that same energy of the Lord is very compassionate one. And especially in this age of Kali, more than the punishment, we need is mercy. So therefore, this combined worship, of course, for the Gaudiya Vaishnava, that combination has come as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the philosophy is that when we worship together, we never see, Prabhupada explained, we don't worship Krishna alone, neither we worship Radharani alone. I remember very early, some devotee had told, when you worship Radharani alone, then she becomes Durga Devi. Never alone, she should be with Krishna. And you can't worship Krishna alone. She has to be with Radharani. In this way, the mercy and the responsibility. Law of karma denotes being responsible. And mercy denotes hope. In this world, if there is only mercy, 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 if you only eat sweets, then there is a problem. The living entity, unfortunately, always has a tendency to misuse. Right. If it's only pampered by mercy, then one does not take responsibility. Oh, Krishna is there. Radharani is there to save me from my sinful activities. I go to the temple every Sunday and the rest of the day, I do all nonsense. Prabhupada explained, you go to church every Sunday and rest of the week, do all nonsense. Because we give contract. I keep on sinning, you keep on forgiving. Your duty is to forgive, my duty is to sin. So that is not good. So therefore the responsibility is also there. It's a combined thing together. That Radharani is merciful and Krishna is there standing. Therefore Lakshmi Narayan, Lakshmi represents the mercy of Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan, no, it's his energy only. He's Shaktiman. Shaktiman means that Shakti also is his possession. He owns her and she likes to be owned by him. Therefore, he represents justice. You always see Lord Narayan is holding Shankha Chakra Gada Padma in his hand. What does that denote? Shankha Chakra Gada Padma. Padma and Shankha represents assurance, knowledge, compassion, mercy. And Chakra and Gada represents punishment. If there is only Shankha and Padma, there is no Chakra and Gada, then we take it for granted. If there is only Chakra and Gada, then we become fearful. So therefore you see, this, only this aspect of understanding is there only in the Vaishnava concept, in the Vedic concept. God is never worshipped alone. He is worshipped with his devotee. And therefore his mercy becomes very easily accessible. We celebrated Ram Navami recently. In the Vedic concept, we also see there is one of the way people celebrate Ram Navami is by celebrating Sita Kalyan, marriage of Sita Ram. Like it is explained in the Ramayana that when Lord Ram was born, Vasishtha Maharshi named Ram. In fact, when Vasishtha saw Ram, a baby child, from every part of the body was so beautiful, as if the child was saying, as Ram was saying, please name me, please give me the name Ram, Ram, Ram. So he just gave the name Ram because he was forced, because he was beautiful from every aspect. So Ram is beautiful. So in Vishwamitra Muni, when he came to Ayodhya, he came with great anger. No, he did not introduce himself as Vishwamitra Muni. He introduced himself as, go and tell your boss, Dasharat Maharaj, the son of Gadi, Kaushik has come. He gave the previous identity, which was the identity of being very powerful, almost a cruel king. So the servants ran to Dasharat Maharaj. They said, you know, this person has come. So Dasharat Maharaj came running out. They were thinking about arranging the marriage of Lord Ram. In Ramayana, there are no childhood pastimes. At least there is no childhood pastime mentioned in Valmiki Ramayana. That is fulfilled in Bhagavatam with Krishna Lila. Ram is born and suddenly marriage prepared. They are talking about marriage. So Vishwamitra Muni came inside and he said, I am going to take, he said, you need to give me something. Dasharat Maharaj said, I can give you anything. Dasharat Maharaj said that, then he said, okay, give me Ram, I want your Ram with me. They said, that will not happen. He said, I can give my life, but not Ram. He said, I don't want your life, I want Ram. Vishwamitra Muni is very clear. So then, why did Vishwamitra Muni come? Vishwamitra Muni came for one external reason, that they were performing yajnas, and these demons were troubling. Therefore, he wanted to eliminate those demons through Ram so that they can perform their yajna properly. So Ram agreed to go. Lakshman went along with him. But that was not the real purpose. The real purpose, it is explained that Vishwamitra Muni actually wanted to fulfill the meaning of his name. What is the name? Vishwamitra means the friend of the world. How can he be friend of the world? So the real purpose he came because he brought Sita Ram to Janaka's place eventually. When they came to Janaka's place, his whole purpose was some other bringing Sita and Ram together. When Sita Ram come together, that is very beneficial to the world. So Vashishta got the benefit of giving the name to Lord Ram, Ram. And Vishwamitra Muni got a greater benefit. What is it? Bringing Sita Ram together. So because he brought Sita Ram together, what happened? Sita Ram coming together means mercy and justice came together. Before that, Parshuram was moving about everywhere and there was no mercy. What was he doing? He had, even though he's a Vishnu, he's the empowered incarnation of Lord Vishnu, but he was not exhibiting any quality of maintenance. In fact, he was more Shiva's quality. Destruction. He was equal to everybody. Destroy everyone. He was killing everybody. So how this happens? This happens because Parshuramji was single. He did not come with Lakshmi Devi. When the Lord comes alone without Lakshmi, if you have to encounter Lord alone without his goddess of fortune, then what happens? Then he becomes very fearsome. Kala, during the universal destruction, Kala does not come along with his wife. Kala is Krishna only. He comes alone. When Kalki comes, he comes alone. So when he comes alone, there is no hope. Only hope is the talwar will come. So Parshuram was coming around, killing living entities. 21 times he moved about. That was a need. He killed 21 generation of Kshatriyas. And if you have to stop Parshuramji, how that could happen? That could only happen when Ram unites with Sita. Then the service of maintenance begins. In maintenance, what is it? It is not about destroying. Destroying is very easy. Chucking out people, hire and fire is no big deal. You know, giving capital punishment is no big deal. If somebody makes a mistake, you can announce. Anybody steals, cut off his hand. Anybody does this, you know, take out his head. That way you can minimize the population without any time. People will be living a life of full of fear. They will not sin. But what is the gain? Life is not only not to sin. Life is not only following the rules. Life is about experiencing kindness, experiencing mercy, experiencing happiness, experiencing pleasure. So these aspects of God, they cannot fulfill that. When Parashuramji was moving, not that everybody was happy. Nobody was happy in regards to his punishment was very severe because he was not with Lakshmi. But when Lord Ram came, when he joined Sita, Ram was alone. He was only son of Dasharath Maharaj. But he is not known so much as Dasharath Maharaj's son. We don't chant Dasharatha Nandana Ram. What we chant? Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram. Lakshmi Narayan. Radhesham, Radhesham. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare means Radharani, Prabhupada explains. And Krishna. When Krishna is along with Radharani, then we are saved. There is mercy, there is pleasure, there is happiness. So therefore Vishwamitra Muni wanted to bring Sita Ram together so that they can be available to the world. So therefore the concept of marriage, one may think it is so mundane. Why God has to get married? We know what are the troubles in getting married. So even there is marriage for God, you don't find this concept in Christianity and other religion, that God getting married. And not only they get married, every year devotees celebrate. And if you sponsor special money in Tirupati and other places, they have regular marriages. you know, Sita Kalyan, Venkatesh Kalyan. But what does that indicate? That indicates if they come together, there is a hope for you. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that the purpose of Ladini Shakti, the purpose of Krishna's internal potency, is to give pleasure. To give pleasure to Krishna and to nourish the conditioned souls. Radharani, we don't go to Radharani asking give us pleasure. She gives pleasure to Krishna, and because she gives pleasure to Krishna and she bargains. What is the bargain? By giving pleasure to Krishna, she bargains that you save this conditioned soul. They are fools and rascals, Prabhupada explains. He said, these are fools and rascals, but now I'm making them flowers. You accept them. So she bargains on our behalf, pleases Krishna. So in this way, the goddess of fortune, Krishna's Shakti, she pleads on our behalf. Give mercy. It's very important. So therefore, when we worship them together, arrange their marriages together, marriage is not for their pleasure. They are eternally connected. Lakshmi and Narayan. The word Lakshmi means one who has the signs of being connected to Lord Narayan. When Hanumanji came to Lanka looking for Sita Devi, he went around. Where will he find? He can only find Sita in ladies' chamber. She was looking everywhere. At one point of time, he saw Mandodari. Hanumanji, when he saw Mandodari, he jumped. Oh, I got her. Sita is here. Then Hanumanji, you know, he cursed himself. He said, how can I find Sita here? She can't be Sita. It is not possible. Sita cannot be in the private chambers of Lord, in the Devan's chamber, Ravan. So then he scrutinizedly said, observing Mandodari from head to toe. Looking, because Ram had given indication how Sita looks. There is Padmareka at her toe, at her soul. So that Padmareka was not there. And there is a natural, at the parting of her hair, there is natural, you don't have to artificially apply, there is a natural red mark, the Sindhur. And Hanumanji saw that there is no red mark, rather it is becoming black. So Hanumanji said, oh, very soon this lady is going to become a widow. So she can't be Lakshmi. So Mandodari's signs were, very soon she is going to be a widow and the entire Lanka will be destroyed. So therefore she cannot be Sita. So the sign of Sita is that if somebody sees her, they know that she is the property of Goddess of Fortune. She belongs to Goddess of Fortune. Therefore, when Hanumanji saw Sita, he immediately recognized, oh, this is Sita, this is Lakshmi, this is Goddess of Fortune. Therefore, the Sundar Kand, it is explained that is the heart of Ramayana in regards to why it is Sundar, because it glorifies Sita, it glorifies Ram. Hanumanji is glorifying them as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it is very beautiful. The whole beauty of any scripture, it is not the compilation. Of course, compilation is also beautiful. It is not about how it is very, you know, fascinating to read. Poetic beauty. One can write an atheistic book and also can be very poetic. But what is the benefit? There is no benefit. The benefit of any scripture is that it brings out the Sitaram, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna. Because they are the essence of any scripture. If that is not there, scripture is useless. It is explained one time, the demigods, the demons and the humans had a fight. They had a fight that who owns Ramayana. See, how conditioned soul, even about God, they want to have ownership. Hopefully nobody makes Hare Krishna mantra into patent. Okay, this is copyright. It is available to everybody. Nobody owns it. Anyone who chants, he owns it. And millions of people can own it. Right, nowadays in America, people are doing yoga also patent. Our gurus, our acharyas, they did not make, okay, this asana belongs to this group. No, that is their patent. materialistic civilization, you know, wanting to have proprietorship where you are, we don't own anything, but they are making proprietorship. Right. So then, what was I saying? Yeah, Ramayana. So the demigods, demons and the humans were fighting, who owns? So then they went to Lord Shiva. He said, you become mediator and tell us who owns it. So in the other world, Ramayana was consisting of 1 crore verses. So Shivaji said, okay, let us divide the property into 3 parts. So he divided the property into 3 parts, 33,333 he gave to the demigods, he gave to the demons, he gave to the human beings. And what left? 1 verse. So 1 verse has 32 words, 32 akshar. So Shivaji said, okay, I'll again divide it. So he divided that verse also into 3 parts. 10 words went to demons, 10 words went to demigods, 10 words went to humans. So Lord Shiva said, can I take the fees? He said, yes. They said, okay, you take. And what did Lord Shiva take? He took Ram. So the essence of Ramayana is Ram. The essence of Bhagavat is Krishna. Essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if that is not presented in Ramayana, if Sita Ram, if people ask, people try to make Sita Ram mundane by reading Ramayana, that means you never understood what Ramayana is. The essence of Ramayana is to worship Sita Ram. That's how Ramayana starts. Valmiki Vishwamitra Muni comes there. Valmiki Muni, Vishwamitra Muni comes, he unites them and is benefiting all the living entities. Therefore, wherever you go, just see, the Indologists, the Western people who studied the Vedic literature, for them the concept of God having concert is abominable. For the Vedic follower, God without concert is abominable. Why? Because the concerthood, you know, this whole concept is so beautiful when we study deeply, only because that concerthood is there amongst Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna, Sitaram, that makes it meaningful, that makes it fulfilling. Otherwise, it is extremely difficult. So therefore, Hanumanji, when he saw Sitaram, when he saw Sita, he was so happy. And then it is explained, Valmiki Muni, that Hanumanji approved their marriage. He said, they are made for each other. Very good combination. Marriage took many years back, and Hanumanji, who is he to approve it? But he approved the marriage. That yes, for her sake, for Sita's sake, if Lord Ram makes this world upside down, if he has to make this world upside down, that is also relevant, that is important. And then he became more convinced about assisting Lord Ram bringing Sita back to Ayodhya, Sita back to Kishkindha. So unless they are together, the acharyas explain, and we see also when Krishna went to the battlefield at Kurukshetra, when Krishna goes alone, you should know there is no hope for anybody. You can't survive. Wherever Krishna went, he went to Kurukshetra, he went to Jarasandha's place. Whom did he take? He took Bhima and Arjun. Then there is more hopelessness for demons. Guaranteed they'll be killed. Yeah, they get mukti, no doubt. But I'm saying about surviving, they don't. Wherever Krishna went. Only one time he took his wife Satyabhama. He tricked her. He said, now you are not being merciful. Now you have to give permission to kill your own son. Narkasur was supposed to be her son. He took her and Narkasur was killed. But whenever he comes along with Lakshmi, whenever he comes along with Radharani, whenever he comes along with Sita, then even the demons get chance to survive. It is explained, when Ravan was killed, Sita was not there. When Shurpanaka was punished, Sita was there. Because Sita was there, at least Shurpanaka was allowed to live. When the 14,000 demons were killed, Sita was not there. She was told, stay inside. So whenever Ram has to kill, he can only kill when his consort is not there. Otherwise he cannot, because she will not allow. Mother Sita, Mother Lakshmi or Radharani will not allow living entities to be killed. Therefore it is such an important concept, such an important understanding. When we chant Hare Krishna mantra also, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is a difference. Only chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna could turn into be Parshuram. But when we chant Hare Krishna, then that Hare protects us from Krishna. Because she is the armor for the living entities to save them from experiencing reaction for their sinful activities. So this combination is so beautiful. And therefore here Prabhupada explains that Mahatmanastu Maam Partha Daivim Prakritim. What is this Daivi? Explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that this Daivi means Krishna's internal potency. So we cannot, our bhakti, how something, people ask this question, deities, patthar, stone, the mundane logicians, they try to bring this logic that the statue, you know, what you call that as God is a murti, it's a statue. Whatever offering you give the offering of fruits, flower, vegetable, it is also material. It is not spiritual. Your tongue is material. The Hare Krishna mantra, you know, it is within the words, Atuksha, you know, the Aksharmala. It is not beyond. You don't have Hare Krishna mantra made beyond these words. Hare Krishna mantra is also within the purview of Atuksha. So in everything within the purview of mundane things, how that becomes spiritual? How water becomes charanamrit? How flowers become prasad? How food becomes prasad? Sounds very logical. And from a mundane logical, we have no answer. But Prabhupada explains that the touch of Daivi, that when Radharani comes into the picture, when Sita comes into the picture, when Lakshmi comes into the picture, when we offer things which are mundane in nature, but when it's touched by the divine energy of the Lord, everything becomes spiritualized. If the coal, ordinary coal, at the right pressure becomes such a valuable diamond, if a mundane thing can create a something extraordinary from the most ordinary, who wants to keep a coal with them? Black coal. Nowadays, I don't think most of the children get to see coal only. They can only see, get to video game. Have you seen black coal? Kolsa? No. Now people only, we have pipe system. Now they will not be able to see LPG gas cylinder also. People, if you ask children, have you seen post box? Yeah, it's there in my, you know, my internet. So the gross things are not to be seen. You don't see coal. But that ordinary coal with a proper pressure becomes a diamond. Prabhupada explains in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that this stone, Chintamani, you know, it is there, such stones are there. That this stone, it is a wish-fulfilling stone. You ask anything, it fulfills. Or you take that stone and touch something else, that becomes a very valuable thing. There are so many amazing things in this material world, even though they are mundane, right, they are mundane, but they have extraordinary power. So many miracle things are existing in this world. Or Srinath Prabhu explains that whether you are in desert of Sahara or in Rajasthan or you are somewhere else in Himalayas, the body temperature remains the same, 98 degree. Is it not a miracle? It's a miracle. Right? We don't understand this. The sun, you know, is moving all the time. It's not stabilized. The sun is moving, but it never comes down below its axis. If it does, Prabhupada explains, everybody will burn and die. And it does, it doesn't go higher. If it does, then what happens? Everybody will be frozen to death. This is miracle. Radhananda Maharaj explains, just see the water, to store a water in a building, it's a big hassle. You have to bring this big tank, you know, store the water, you have to create a foundation, and you need to have a machine to pull the water up. But the way the material nature stores the water, the cloud, a small cloud has the power to drown the entire city, but the plane can go through it. And your hand doesn't get wet also. So we see this miracle, because these miracles are so plenty, we actually don't give much attention to that. If the mundane things can create extraordinary power, why not with a touch of divine energy, even the mundane thing can become spiritual? That is the most powerful miracle. The water is mundane, the food is mundane, the flower is mundane, you know, the deity is made of stone, but the divine touch transforms everything. So this explanation, this understanding, a mundane person cannot understand. It is not explained, it cannot be explained from a measurement point of view, it can only be explained from the experience point of view. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All ingredients what are involved to chant Hare Krishna is mundane, our tongue. No, everything. But what makes it spiritual is that divine energy. And that divine energy means Srimati Radharani. That divine energy means Lakshmi. That divine energy means Sita. And if that divine energy is not there, then you take the tape also. That is also repeating. You take something else, that is also repeating many things. But that does not give the benefit. The benefit will not come. So therefore, you know, this is so important to make anything divine. It doesn't happen because we desire. It happens because Daivim Prakriti Mashrita, a Mahatma teaches us how to take the shelter of the divine energy of the Lord. And without the divine energy, what happens? Then you see Durga's Tandav Nritya is going on. In this material world, because people don't want to connect with divine energy, they want to connect with the mundane energy, then what happens? Durga's different aspects. Prabhupada explains, what is Maya? Whatever we see around in this world, which is provocative, which is titillating, which is exhausting, what is this material world is made of? You know, our experiences, our interactions, our relationship with this world, there is no experience of going to the higher realm. It is exhausting. The excitement is also exhausting. The anxiety is also exhausting. Both are exhausting. Why? Because the divine energy is not involved. And because the divine energy is not involved, Moghasha, Mogha Karmano, Mogha Jnana Vichyatasa, Rakshasim Asarim Chaiva, Prakriti Mohinam Ashrita. Krishna explains. Now who is conquering us? Whose shelter are we taking? Mohini Ashrita. And this energy of the Lord with her Trishul, Rajogun, Tamogun, Satvagun, she continuously, it is not that she is continuously hitting us, you know, we are giving our chest and going to the Trishul. If somebody goes and hits his wall to the rock, you can't blame the rock. We can't blame the rock, and that's what we are doing. So therefore, there will be no experience. There will be no divine experience. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. But that very thing, the same thing, when it comes in contact with spiritual energy, the Daivi Prakriti, then everything becomes spiritualized. Everything becomes spiritualized. People coming together, chanting Hare Krishna. People coming together, eating food. But now it is no more food. It is prasad. Such a simple method. But a man with a mundane brain will not understand. Why? Because he is not taking shelter of Krishna's divine energy. Only those who take shelter of Krishna's divine energy, Prabhupada repeatedly talks about it. When you take the shelter of divine energy, then what happens? Everything becomes spiritualized. Everything becomes divine. Even if you are, when Prabhupada was in New York, now, how can you experience Vaikuntha in New York? Not possible. Even in the temple, sometimes people don't experience Vaikuntha. How can you experience? Because he was connected to the divine energy. He said, oh, this is not New York, this is Vaikuntha. I can experience Krishna. And Durvasmani, because he was not connected to divine energy, he was in Vaikuntha and he was running away from Vaikuntha. Right? He came to Vaikuntha planet. Who was chasing him? Sudarshan Chakra was chasing him. Radharani was not chasing him. Sudarshan Chakra was chasing him. He went to Kailash. He went to Brahmaloka. He came to Vaikuntha also. Can you imagine what good fortune he had? But he couldn't experience, because Vaikuntha is not the concept of physical thing. Unless you experience it, it is not Vaikuntha. He was experiencing anxiety. He came there. He saw Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan told, I can't do anything about it. He ran from there also. He was fearful of that domain also. Why? Because he was not connected by divine energy. Rather, he had offended the divine energy. He had offended someone who had taken the shelter of divine energy. Only when he came and fell at the feet of one who had taken shelter of divine energy, then he became peaceful. He became extremely peaceful. So therefore, this Vedic concept, the Vaishnava concept, is so beautiful that we need responsibility, therefore the law of karma is there. If only mercy is there, as we said, people exploit it, people misuse it. But only punishment is there, that is also destructive. Therefore the Vedic concept, the Vaishnava concept, is it is a combination of these two. When we see Radha and Krishna together, when we see Sita Ram together, when we see Lakshmi Narayan together, what does it do? It gives us responsibility, it gives us hope. They are the combination of danda and daya. They are combination of mercy and they are combination of responsibility. So this is how the Vedic concept is. It can bring two opposite elements. Now daya, you know, in this world, if you punish somebody and the same time you can't be merciful, you cannot do it. If you are violent with somebody, you cannot be non-violent with somebody. This world is extreme. It is a world of duality. If you are good with somebody, you cannot be bad. If you are bad with somebody, you cannot be good. If you are merciful to somebody, you cannot be cruel to somebody. But the spiritual realm can bring two opposite elements. Extremely opposite elements can come together and create an amazing impact. And that is the combination of Radha and Krishna. That is the combination of Sitaram. That is the combination of Hare Krishna Mahamantra also. Right? So the mundane things are there, and the highest point, because of their mercy, is that we live in the mundane world. Our ingredients are mundane. Our consciousness is mundane. You know, our offering is mundane. But that mundane, when it is connected to spiritual, that combination is so powerful. And that's our hope. The hope is what? We cannot offer any divine spiritual ingredient to the Lord. We have nothing. We have such a big body, and our spiritual nature is so covered. So how can we make it spiritualize? On our own we cannot make it. But with a touch of divine energy, that this mundane thing in the mundane world can create spiritual revolution. People can experience Krishna, people can experience God, people can experience the mercy of the Lord in this mundane world also. And therefore, Iha Yasya Harir Dase Karmana Manasogiro Nikilasvi Api Avastasu Jivan Maktasa Uchyate. In this very world, while living in this world, while experiencing turmoil around us, one can be blissful also. That is the combination, that is the harmony. One can see that harmony. Therefore, what gives us happiness is not mundane thing. What gives us pleasure and satisfaction is the ability to reconcile. Not ability within us, but the mercy given by Sita, mercy given by Radharani, mercy given by Lakshmi. Therefore, the celebration of Lakshmi Narayan, you know, the purpose of this temple, you know, in the Lady Northcote Hindu orphanage, in their deed, in their trust deed, they had mentioned that the purpose of this orphanage is to make people Vaishnavas. make student Vaishnava. That was the original trust deed. Right? When the children came here. Now they are orphans. And to make them Vaishnava, what a difference. One may say, okay, you know, they are orphans, so we want to make them very responsible. We want to get them job. We want to get them some stable facility so that they have their home. That also was provided. But the ultimate goal was from being orphan to, from being anatha to making them sanat. That was a great desire they had. And eventually devotees came here. Lakshminarayan came, then Radha Gopinath came, the devotees came. Right. So from that point, it's a very historically such an important aspect for us. Lakshminarayan. And therefore here, the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness movement is to make people Vaishnavas. And what is Vaishnavism? Vaishnavism is not a sect. It is not okay, one is Shaivite, one is Vaishnava, one is Shakta, one is Saurya. No, that is all artificial imposition. Anything but being a Vaishnava is an artificial imposition. Why? Because Vaishnava is the core nature of the living entity. That is the core nature of the living entity. So only when we become Vaishnava, again Vaishnava is not the proprietorship of somebody who is initiated as a Vaishnava. He can't say, I am Vaishnava and you are not. Vaishnavism is not a proprietorship. It's a concept. It's a natural concept of the living entity. It is a natural condition of the living entity. And when we can become Vaishnavas, only when we come in contact with Vishnu, when we come in contact with Lakshmi, then we become Vaishnavas. So therefore, having these temples around, we are fortunate actually. If you see this area, recently we were discussing the South Bombay area where we all, you know, having our temple. There are so many temples and less bars. Right. So many temples are there. If you actually study carefully, Babulnath ji is there. Srinathji is there. And within Srinathji there is Hanumanji is there. And we have our temple here. And Lakshminarayan temple. There is another Durga temple. There is Gamdevi temple. There is Ram temple near Bhatia hospital. There is Shiva temple. There are so many temples. So that's what the Vedic culture in Bombay, to see so many temples within 2-3 kilometers proximity, sounds is a very pious land. Right. So therefore, since it is a very pious land, you know, so giving the highest concept, worship of Sitaram, Lakshminarayan, and for us Radha Krishna, and then in conclusion Lord Chaitanya, and he came, he combined together. It's very easy. You know, you don't have to have two different people. Two people have come together, and whenever there is need to chastise, Lord Chaitanya will chastise, like he chastised Chota Haridas, Kala Krishnadas, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And whenever he needs to give mercy, he gives mercy, like the way he gave to Jagai Madai. So it all depends upon us, which kind of mercy we want. If we want us, we want Lord Chaitanya to give us the mercy of Kala Krishnadas or Chota Haridas, or we want the mercy of Jagai Madai and others, that's all up to us. And when we keep chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, and keep coming to the temple, or better making our own home into a nice temple. Right? So that Durga Devi is not dancing there. When she dances, she creates a destruction. When Radharani is dancing, she creates a creation. The power of Bhumi Devi, it is explained. Now what does she do? She pulls you down. But the power of Krishna, he takes us up. Right? So we have Krishna and Krishna with Radharani. It is such a beautiful combination. Therefore the Vedic people, you know, Srila Prabhupada explained, sometime, it's another discussion only, that in the Western religion, we see that the concept of God is so male-oriented. How can people say women were mistreated in India? Anybody believes he's fool. Right. Somebody told, Prabhupada said, somebody asked this to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, you see, most important portfolio in the Vedic religion is all taken by women only. Money is with women. Education is with women. And what else? Durga, no, our Parvati, wealth is with women. He said, how can I say? He takes. He said like that. Mercy is also with women. So therefore, our philosophy, our Vedic philosophy is so powerful. It's so wonderful. When we worship them together, you know, the completeness is there. And it is beautiful to experience. And therefore, it's such a nice concept to worship Radha Krishna, worship Lakshmi Narayan. So what to speak of doing this festival once a year? We invite everyone to come and do every day. You know, come here, worship Radha. Today, Gopinath was wearing crown. You know, today was Lakshmi Narayan's festival, right? So some influence of Narayan has come on him also. So please come, worship Radha Krishna and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. We want to thank on behalf of the temple management, the group of devotees headed by Dayanidhi Prabhu, who is the head pujari, and others. Every year they put up this festival so beautifully. Lakshmi Narayan festival, gorgeous decoration, you know, beautiful flower decoration. So we are happy that this devotees come together, and I didn't expect so many. I thought only 50 devotees will be there. No? Even in this day they have come and worshipping Radha Krishna and Lakshmi Narayan. By their wonderful enthusiasm, we want to thank all these devotees by loudly chanting. So today's Lakshmi Narayan Festival Prasad is sponsored by Mr. Dinesh Manushali on occasion of his son Mit's birthday. We'd like to pray to their lordship to shower their choicest blessing upon Mr. Dinesh Manushali and his family for his wonderful service by loudly chanting. Everybody can go down. There'll be aarti. I don't know how many people can fit in there. So there is a Maha Aarti of Lakshmi Narayan. Hare Krishna.